Do you worry about your children? Do you worry about things going on in the spiritual world that you just might not be able to control or protect your children from? If that's the case, then I'm going to help with that today. I've got some experience there. So, hi, I'm Donita with prairie-trail.com. And we are definitely going to be talking some spiritual warfare, but in the case of your children. So a friend of mine just shared with me this video, and I'm hoping that you can hear it. I'm gonna play this a little bit here.
Next children, please tell us why our children to pray. Listen to the end.
Yeah, you have to teach your children to pray even before sleeping. Because I would go to some homes and I cannot access the child because there is a wall of fire around that child. Or I go to wake the child up because I have to touch the child and wake the child up subconsciously and then I follow me. And I find this child is sleeping in a pool of blood that I cannot access. Yes, you have to cover your children in the blood of Jesus. I cannot access. This child is in a certain blood. And I would go and report to the gene and say, I found the child in blood that I cannot touch. If I touch that blood, it's not like the one who sacrificed the chicken, the goat. That blood is so strong. I cannot even go near it. It was irritating me. It was choking me.
All right. I mean, that is pretty amazing. I hope you could hear that. Okay, an amazing testimony there. So these things do happen, and a majority of pew warmers today like to ignore that. They want to assume once saved, you don't have to worry about it, right? Or we warm up a pew every Sunday and we don't have to think about those things. But not thinking about those things doesn't make it go away. Just because somebody doesn't think about cancer doesn't mean you're not going to have it. Just because you don't think about natural disasters don't mean they're not going to happen. In the spiritual warfare realm, we have very much the same thing. And then we also have, on the other side of it, we have people who think they are battling spiritually. They think they've got spiritual warfare like down pat, and they're like, yeah, all I've got to do is pray and everything's protected and everything's taken care of. But you know, Jesus was even specific in some instances. He said some of these you're not even going to be able to do without prayer and fasting. So he was admitting that there were things in the spiritual realm that are going to be hard for us to battle. I mean, we're talking about war, warfare. It isn't just speaking the right words, like some kind of witchcraft or something. And we're going to speak the right words in Jesus' name and everything's going to be okay. No, the enemy is constantly trying. And they know our weaknesses, right? So my first thought with this is she shouldn't even be able to get close to that child in the first place, first of all. So we should be praying over the property that we have authority over. So if you own your property like we do, you own your home and the lot around it or the acreage around it, whatever it is, then you have authority over that and you can pray. And I don't just pray a hedge. I pray a bubble. I pray a bubble around it. I want it protected underneath the ground and above into the sky, right? So we pray bubbles of protection. Whenever we go out in the vehicle, we pray a bubble of protection around the vehicle. We pray a bubble of protection around each one of us. So that is important. And I have literally seen people bounce off my children's bubbles. So it works. It works. If somebody has a demon with them or in them, then they aren't going to be able to get past that bubble. They will be very, very uncomfortable. In our bubble around our home, we have people who will not come into the driveway. If they need to stop and talk to us, they will stop outside of the driveway. If somebody comes up and they've got a teen with them that is battling with demons, dealing with demons, or courting the demons one way or another, that teen will automatically get out of that vehicle and go back to the road and get off of our property. And our teens will go to the road and talk to them. And of course, my children know what's going on, right? When something like that happens, they understand the spiritual aspect behind that. And teaching our children to pray is very, very important. I'm definitely not saying that that's not true. And I love to leave the Bible open next to their beds. So usually to Psalm 91. But, you know, just leave it open because that word is powerful. It's three-dimensional. It's more than just a book and paper and ink, right? So that is what I do. You know, pray the bubble of protection around your home. And if you're renting, you know, if you're renting an apartment or something, if you've paid rent on that, then you have authority over that apartment. So pray a bubble around your apartment. Pray around the doors, you know, just ask the Lord to put his blood on the doorposts for you so that the enemy knows they are not welcome, because they do have to be invited. They can't just come in. They have to be invited. So during her testimony, she was saying, I would go into the child and I would touch the child. You know, she was either babysitting or something. I don't know what was going on there, or if she was working at a facility or something where children were. So, you know, make sure if your children go to camp or something like that, which I would say, you know, prayerfully consider those kinds of situations, because I don't care how Christian the camp is, there are going to be these kinds of people around, just because it is a vulnerable place to have a bunch of children together in a place or a camp or something. So, you know, either be there with them or, you know, pray this bubble over them and tell your children. I mean, that's a fun thing. Think about it. That's a fun thing. Say, we need to pray a bubble of protection around you so that the enemy can't get to you. And, you know, make it a fun thing. And that's where, you know, whenever you're watching some of these movies or things, make sure to discuss when a character in a movie or something was not protected versus where they were protected, where they could have been protected, and decisions that they could have made differently. What if they'd had Jesus in their heart? Would that have turned out different? What if they would have been praying the protection of the Holy Spirit over them? How would that would have been different? And help them to visualize what his protection is, you know. Though it was kind of gross with her explaining, you know, the child being in a pool of blood, that sounds disgusting to us. But whenever we think about his blood untainted and that sacrifice, then it does make a little bit more sense. I don't want my children visualizing themselves sleeping in a pool of blood, so I'm not going to do that, right? But the bubble is more fun, right? So anyway, I just thought, a friend of mine shared this with me and she's asking what my thoughts are. And I'm like, you know what? This would make a good podcast. This is something people need to know. We've got a lot going on in the world today. And just because we pray doesn't mean nothing bad's ever going to happen, right? And we don't want to ignore that that can happen. And our prayer should always be, thy will be done, Lord, thy will be done. And don't assume that his will is that nobody, that you and nobody in your family will ever be hurt. That's not necessarily true. And even if it is his will that they not be hurt, he has given other people the free will to make their own choices. So hurtful things happen to good people, right? And part of that is because he has a desire to save everybody else as well. So, you know, that drunk driver that hits the innocent family, God wants that drunk driver to be saved, to become saved. And the reason that he walks away without a scratch so many times is because God's given him another chance. But that other, the family that he had is in his arms, right? So we need to keep those things in mind. Anyway, I thought this was a good thing to bring up. There are several instances that we can talk to our children about spiritual warfare, depending on the movies that you watch, the games that you play with your children and things like that. It should be something that we bring up regularly, not as something to be fearful about, but something to be empowered about. And our children need to be empowered. Definitely in this day and age, they are targets. They are targets today. And so empower your children to pray. Empower your children to know that they can protect themselves in, you know, Yeshua's name and through his way and with the armor of God. You know, if they run into a bully or whatever might be happening, help them to understand that they've got the spiritual armor that they can put on and that they are not helpless. You know, they're not just a helpless little lamb. We're supposed to be a lamb in our spirit following the shepherd, but we're also supposed to be wise as serpents, right? We need to be wise in what we're doing. So raise your children from the beginning. They can handle a lot more than we think they can. Our children are a lot more intelligent than we give them credit for a lot of times. And just think about all of the times that your child has surprised you with their intelligence and then apply that here, you know. So anyway, I just wanted to really share that with everybody because it is an important thing, and especially in this day and age. And the Prairie Dust Trail magazine, the fall magazine, is going to be out at the end of this month, October 30th. So, and I'm all excited. One of the articles in there is in Breaking Generational Curses. So, plus we've got, you know, recipes, homesteading things, gift ideas, all kinds of stuff in there. High schooling with disabilities and just all kinds of stuff is going to be in this magazine. I'm just always amazed at how much ends up coming together as the magazine is coming into play. So if you haven't subscribed yet, definitely pop over to prairiedusttrail.com and check it out. I think you will be blessed by it. And remember, you can make it through the dust storms of life with God's divine help.